Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Hey, we have a special guest in the studio. She lives halfway around the world. That's right. And a good friend of mine from about 6 years ago, she was an exchange student in our Q92 listening area, actually specifically from Ortonville High School. And when I was finding families to house exchange students, Dana's with us in the studio here in Madison. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
It's nice to see you.
Me too. Happy to see you again.
Yeah, 6 years it's been since you left Ortonville,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, but it feels like 1 year only.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
how do you say your last name, Dana, again?
It's Dana Zhekian.
Zhekian. And where are you from, Don?
I'm from Kazakhstan. My hometown is Kazalorda, but I live in Almaty.
Okay. And you lived with the Kafka family up there,
yes,
in Ortonville. We have Brenda in the studio with me, and she's a little mic shy right now, isn't she? But we'll talk about Brenda with Brenda here in a little bit. You lived with the Kafka family. Tell us about your experience in Ortonville as an exchange student.
It was the biggest experience I had in my life. That was a life-changing moment for me. That's a year when I stepped out of my comfort zone. I had to live with different family who became my second family from another part of the globe that I could always find a support with. I found a new sister, a little sister, Karina Kafka. She was adopted from Kazakhstan.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Yeah, we're from the same country, and we always keep in touch, and she's one of my best friends right now. And I actually visited her in Minneapolis just two days ago and had fun a lot.
All right, so you're here visiting, but actually you're going to be going to school in the United States. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to go to digital marketing courses in New York. Hopefully, I'll get good in this major specialty and try myself as a freelance worker.
All right.
And go traveling.
You like to travel, I bet, huh?
Yeah, a lot. That's the best thing to do.
It is. And how old are you again?
I'm going to be 23 in 25th of October, like 7 days.
Oh, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
We should have a birthday party then before you leave, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You went to Ortonville. You attended Ortonville High School when you were here.
Yeah.
Living with the Kafkas. Talk about your high school experience. What do you remember mostly about Ortonville High School?
I remember that education system in USA is totally different from Kazakhstan. Our education system is really tough, strict, and all the subjects are mandatory. And here I had to choose my electives. Like, I chose choir, I went for volleyball, golfing, and basketball. I tried myself in different sports, but the best one was volleyball. That's what I had a lot of fun. I tried myself in basketball, but it was more very rough and contacting game.
Okay.
So it didn't went well for me. And I tried myself in golf, but it was freezing out. Yeah. So the best one was volleyball.
Yeah. So in Kazakhstan, do you have high school sports over there like they do in the United States? Or are they clubs? Or
Actually, there's one subject called physical education that you have a little bit of gymnastics and to play games, but not as professional. If you want to play volleyball, you have to go there, not from the school time, but as a hobby, special places.
Okay. Did you create some special relationships in Ortonville, at Ortonville High School, with some friends?
Yeah, a lot of friends. Of course, my family here, and you, I count you as a family too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and actually, I have my best friend from China, Winnie Wu. She was an exchange student. Edo, he was like my big brother.
The other exchange students at the time in Ortonville, okay? Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of school students. I'm going to actually meet them these days.
I
met some of them who are in the town, like Brenna, Kirsten, Camille, everyone. I'm really happy to see them.
Yep.
It doesn't feel like it was 6 years, but everybody changed. Like, somebody got married.
Brenna got married, right?
Yeah, and already has kids.
Brenna Tuckett, yeah. And she's already got a boy. I met him,
Braxton.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun to see him.
Yeah, there you go. Let's bring Brenda in here. Brenda and Dan brought Dana into their home that year, and they've done that a number of times. Actually, I think 4 times, right, Brenda?
Yes, we had a foreign exchange student in our home 4 years in a row.
Yep. And so Dana kind of touched on it. She's from Kazakhstan, and you adopted Karina from Kazakhstan. So tell that story a little bit.
Well, we had had a foreign exchange student in our home previously, and Paul, I remember you coming up to me at a farm the farm show here in Lac La Parra asking me if I wanted to be a host family again. And I said, no, we've done it enough. The only way you'd ever get me to do it again is if you got a student from Kazakhstan. Well, the next week you're in my office at Pro Image saying, Brenda, you'll never guess who I found. So the rest was history. And Donna came over, and absolutely love Donna. She is a member of our family. And I reminded her when she came home this time, I told her when she left, the day she went to the airport, I said, you don't ever have to talk to me ever again, but I do want you to please keep in touch with Karina because you are from her birth country. And Donna's right. Donna and Karina are just the best of friends. They're sisters.
Yep.
So it's been a wonderful experience for everybody.
Yep, that's right. So what was it like living with the Kafkas, Dana?
It was a lot of fun. They're totally different way of living from my family.
Okay.
So I got to be...
How so? Different living from your family. How so?
Actually, for example, in my country, in my hometown, in my family, I did is study most of the time. I didn't do much of the home duties, house duties, and like laundry.
So Brenda had you doing house duties when you lived
here. Yeah, that was a quite experience. Yeah.
What were some of your duties? Do you remember?
Like laundry, washing dishes, cooking a little bit. Yeah, that was fun, actually. That's the experience I wanted.
Oh, you enjoyed that,
yeah.
Did you? Brenda.
Yes, it's all true.
That's great. That's what you come over to America to experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I had to live with the family and the way they live.
Yep.
So I had to learn how you live life in America. Yep. That was how I did here. I did everything the same that you do.
Okay.
We've been reflecting this week, and we told Donna that when she came over as a tourist.
Yeah.
But she left as a young woman. And we laugh about, she tells about when she flew here, hadn't met us yet. She got to the Minneapolis airport, and she had a two-hour layover until she flew into Watertown, and she saw stores, so she went shopping, and she almost missed her flight to Watertown.
Yeah, that was experience. I couldn't find my gate, but I went shopping.
And I think the first day in Ortonville, you and Karina went up and down the streets. She went into every store and showed me all these things that she bought.
Yeah, I felt myself as a tourist at the first time.
All right.
That's true.
Great experience for you then.
Yeah, life-changing.
Good experience for your family,
yeah.
Brenda. Brenda,
yeah.
Right?
It was a very good experience for our family. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Donna is our daughter. We love her, and we just continue to stay in touch. And I'm not going to – I don't think I can let her go back again. You know, this is just kind of a little tease to come for a week.
Yeah, but I will come back later.
All right. Yeah, I know when I was in high school here in Madison, at Madison High School, when I was a senior, my parents brought in an exchange student to live with our family. And it just really opened my eyes to other people, that how they live around the world. Sol was from Spain, and 45 years later, we're still talking on Facebook.
That's
we
cool.
Still come and see each other. My brother actually just flew over to Spain to spend a week with her, so that relationship keeps going.
Yeah, I invite everyone to Kazakhstan. That's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
Just tell me if you want. I will do everything to comfort you there.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Kazakhstan then. Go ahead.
Kazakhstan, probably not so many people know that country because it was part of the Soviet Union before. But it's a big country, ninth largest country in the world. And
okay.
Its neighbors are Russia and China. And also we have a different kind of nature. We have deserts, we have mountains, we have valleys. And the climate is different too. But if you come to Almaty, I will show you some historic places, architecture. I will take you to the mountains hiking. It has a beautiful nature and lakes there.
Yep. I follow you on Instagram, and you do great pictures. You do a lot of hiking in mountains.
Yeah, because mountains are only 1 hour away from the city.
Okay. Do you enjoy the hikes in the mountains?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Is it a half-hour hike? Or?
No, it's probably almost all day long.
I like the half-hour hikes.
Still want to go, Paul?
Nah. Well, when I get over to visit Dana, then we can do that.
So. You're totally welcome.
All right. All right. Thanks for coming to Madison and visiting with us here and telling us a little bit about Kazakhstan and your experience with living with the Kafkas.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And Brenda, thanks for bringing her over. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right. That's Brenda Kafka and Dana. Say your last name.
Jekin.
Jekin. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Jekin?
Jekin.
Jekin. How do you spell that?
Zhaken.
Okay, good. Thanks, Dana.
Bye.